Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I was convinced I knew which way they were going. Their pick shows up. I'm like, okay, they're going to get Greedy Williams. Oh, they're going to get that defensive lineman out of Mississippi State. And then we get Chris Lindstrom out of Boston College. I mean, I'm not mad, but I love the fact Craig Carlos Valentino, he posted a video on social media of Falcon fans at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And once the pick was announced, Chris Lindstrom of Boston College, there's no reaction whatsoever from the fans. There's like dozens of fans just sitting there watching, and they immediately just had this befuddled look on their face.
I think when, you know, when you do the lineup, was it Bob Shepard that did it for the Yankees for all those years?
Derek Jeter.
Batting first. With the longest pause, right? Then they do the number, then you do the position, and then you say Derek Jeter, right?
Derek Jeter.
No R. There's no R at the end of that.
Jeter, yes. Jeter. Jeter.
As soon as Falcon fans heard offensive guard.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know who this guy is. I know nothing about him, but we got a guard in the first round. I'm good. In Thomas we trust, in Dan we trust, in Arthur we trust. Because you got to trust these guys in what they're doing.
Well, they better trust themselves because their butts are on the line this year, my friend.
Well,
this year.
So, are you on the couch? Have you paid the 5 cents to listen to Lucy? The psychiatrist is in.
Hope she works on a sliding scale because I can't afford the 5 cents.
Well, yeah. And there's so many other issues, right? Speaking of which, I don't have any worms in my. I always get them when it rains. If it's a cold rain, it's
the weirdest
worm.
Thing.
They are migrating. They're like the wildebeests of Africa. They just all go and they or in Dances with Wolves. Remember when the buffalo and
yeah,
they just
Tatanka.
Tatanka. They just shred everything in the way. Don't be a tree in the way of the buffalo herd.
That was like some post-apocalyptic stuff with the mass worm suicide. Bunch of self-loathing worms just decided to end it by just drying themselves out on my driveway.
And where are all the where are the birds? The birds should be there just harvesting. This is food time.
It was weird.
Like sharks in the water. Well, I think that the pick makes sense in one specific way for me. Because I said out loud, who? I don't know Lindstrom. I didn't know anything about it. I thought Chris Ford was going to be the guy, the kid from Oklahoma. And D. Orlando Ledbetter was on in the last hour as a guest. And he goes, we don't know if there's a medical issue. We don't know if his weight at 338 at the combine is just a lot of teams aren't doing that anymore.
Yeah.
I can't go
He's
with
the eat his way out of the NFL.
I can't go with a big heavy when everyone that we play in our division has gone smaller and faster. Look at who went before all these guys. Edge rusher.
Mm-hmm.
Edge rusher. You have to have somebody to be able to protect your quarterback, but he can't be 340 pounds. So here's why I think this is a good decision. I'm gonna do it right from the beginning. Versatility. Lindstrom can play. If Alex Mack went down today, or if he went down 3 days ago, what was your answer? That's what I thought. Stone silence. Yeah. Now your answer is Lindstrom. That's my answer. What if one of my guards goes down? I've got a guy.
Oh, he's played tackle and
what
guard.
If he can play tackle? What can he play on kickoff return and do something else? Is he great on short yardage? Can we use him at the goal line? He now has become an answer that was a question mark for all of those questions. Yeah. He can do all of that right now.
Well, I watched some video of him, and I also read the analysis of him. A seek-and-destroy blocker versus linebackers in the run game. Can be an elite lead blocker on outside runs as well. Good fit in the zone scheme, which is what the Falcons run. Athletic lineman, that's what they want.
Yep.
Can we just please get damn third and one? Can we just convert third and one? I don't think we've converted a third and one since 1997. So it looks like, okay. But it just seems contradictory to what they've done, though. They bring in James Carpenter and the Brown kid as well, two veteran guards.
Right. And they're probably going to start day one. I know they're day one.
First
camp
rounder is supposed to be a day one starter.
Not Lindstrom, the other two.
Yeah.
So looking at the depth chart, now you've got at least five guys vying for what I would say would be three spots. But because of Lindstrom's versatility to where he can play center, now Ben Garner's looking for work. But now you've got at least four guys for three spots.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.